Well, look, there are some further restrictions on what costs landlords can seek from the tenant, particularly mortgagee consent costs, which can be several hundred dollars. They now are not recoverable from the tenant before entering into a lease. There's also a broader interpretation of when a lease is actually entered into, which is basically the earlier of whether they sign up the lease, the tenant enters into possession, or even just starts paying rent. There's also stricter requirements on refurbishment clauses, as we touched on earlier, and there's also more stringent disclosure requirements on landlords once a tenant has exercised an option under the lease.
There are some points in there that obviously will make landlords pretty happy. There's other things that they might be a little bit concerned about, which are going to have the biggest effects.
The one that has the biggest chance to give landlords a headache, as it currently stands, they have to provide what's called a landlord's disclosure statement 7 days before the lease is entered into. If they don't do that, a tenant can actually walk away from the lease in the first 6 months pretty much without penalty.
Mm.
The new amendments are saying that the landlords will also have to provide such a disclosure statement within seven days after a tenant has exercised its option under an existing lease. Now, if landlords don't do that, and you know, in the everyday, it's easy to get lost, to lose sight of these time limits. So if a landlord does not reissue the disclosure within 7 days of the tenant saying, yes, I want to exercise my option, then technically the tenant may have the right to walk away from the renewed lease within 6 months.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, I guess that opens it up for some discussion. If people want some advice, they should see you?
Yes. Most of these amendments may be able to be dealt with by taking the right precautions, inserting clauses into the lease, which allows parties to waive certain requirements. It will be important for landlords to be aware of this. They can contact our firm at 49276333. Even if it's just for an inquiry, we're happy to help.
All right. And as we mentioned, those changes come into effect as from November. So keep that in mind and contact Reece Saar and Sydney Jones. Connor, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.